that Shan Yoima have a right to say Odom Tor Nichnas L'Shom V'Notlo. There there's a new svara that an Odom Tor went in there and took it. That since the Shchiach for people to come, they have Das. So if I say that's more Shchiach that a person took it off and didn't pour by itself. Abahochi over here, Nami, here also let's say, by this Kupa, Neymar should I say, Oriv Osa V'Shodo, maybe here also. Why don't I say that maybe a raven came and took the shells from one thing to the other corner. So maybe Taka was moved. So why don't I say here also then? Rashi says, Shani Yoma She'avu B'Kupo Hanim Se'shars L'Toicho V'Shas Mitziyosa Tumei. You find the sherets on one side in the basket. So therefore, it was in the basket on the left side. So Mestoma, it was in the basket on the right side also. So that's the difference. Over there where a man came and took it off, we say it didn't touch the begad. But over here, who moved the sherets? Nobody moved the sherets. A man doesn't come pick up a sherets. So it must be the reason why the sherets is in the basket on the left side of the room is because when the basket was on the right side of the room, the sherets was in there. So that's why here it's worse. Here we are master to me mokla mokam. So Marius, no. Hokinam, yes, why don't I say? Neima oirivosa v'shoda. No, Meg, when the basket was on the right side, there was no sherets in it. Only now when it's on the left side, a raven came and threw it in there. So again, we should say it's Vade Torah, it should be Kashan Rav Yechanan. Samar says, no. Odom de Bekavon Amrinat, a person that has Das, we say, comes in and takes it out, that we say. But Oyrev, a bird, to say, came and moved it around, the Shle de Kavon, he has no Kavon, a bird, Loyamrinat, that I do not say, Loyamrinat. So therefore, by the bird taka, I do not say he came in. Therefore, Rav Yechanan said that since we found the sherets in the basket now, even though it's on the left side now, but how did it get there? Was probably was in the basket from before on the right side. Therefore, Rav Yechon says the chumra, at least in a suffix, that we do have a suffix that said the sheretz was there before, and therefore it's tamei before. Yeah. Versus michti, let's see. Hai kika lechura suffix tuma v'shusa yachidu, and the klal is v'chol suffix tuma v'shusa yachid sveiket tamei tamei takasha. This bread, what happened here? First, it was on top of a shelf, and now we find it on the floor. So we have a doubt, did it fall off the shelf and then for sure touch this Tama de Kebegid? Or did somebody take it off the shelf and put it down on the floor? So it's a suffix. And it's in your house, Meshus Yachid. So usually the cloud, Safatum Meshus Yachid is Tama. So Mora says, no, here the teretz is, Mishum Dehevi Dover Shein Berdach Lishol. Because let's see, this bread itself is somebody that you can't talk to. You can't talk to the bread. It's like Ein Berdach Lishol. Therefore, the cloud is, V'chol Dover Shein Berdach Lishol. Then Bain Bishus Rab, Maim Shus Yochid, Sveke Torah. That this halacha we do not learn out from Saita. We learn out from Saita any suffix to Mabishus Yochid is Tamei. But it has to be like a Saita, like an Isha, that you could ask if she had this Nus or not. It has to be somebody has Das. But here, if the question is upon this piece of bread, if it's Tamei or not, since the bread has no Das, we do not learn it out from Saita. Therefore, then the klal should be that any time you have a suffix to Mabishus on it, we send leave it to Cheskosai. That since the bread has a cheskes tyre before it was tor, so in our suffix we say it's still tor. If you learn out suffix from soita, soita will learn out that even though there's a chazaka, we don't use chazaka to mock him soita tumma b'shus yachid. That's his new cloud, since it's ain't but that's li shoyl, you don't learn out from soita, therefore it remains tor. The boy said, another terrors could be like this. The boy is saying, ha'chav the tumma de rabbonim. Here we're only talking about a tumma de rabbonim. Rashi says, going hanach milus to chumah b'kodesh big day prushin medris. They were not really talking about this beged belonged to a zav. Was really talking midiraisa. Could be it was the beged of a regular person. Just midirabbanon though. The rabbanon made chumers over there to say that the big day prushin is also meg has a din of tumah. Foichle truma. It's a rabbanon de ketumah. So since this beged on the floor is only talking midirabbanon, here I have a right to say even though it's a sofer tumah v'shosa yochid, still I go lekulu to say that it's tor. And they can never bring a proof of this. The Tony it says Madaf. It says Lashon of Allah Nidof. Rashi says Dovra Kala means something light. His Ochinami means to say Tuma Kala. We're talking about a simple Tuma, not a Tuma Diraisa. So it could be over here that really attacked it is a Safa Tuma Rishos Yachid. According to this terrorist, you don't have to come out to the new Yisoid of Dovra Shem Badath Lishoyim, but even if it would be Dovra Lishoyim. Still, since it's a Sofik Tumah with the Rabbanan, then we don't learn out from Saita. Then we say rather, since it's a Sofik Tumah, and the bread itself has a Cheskes Tari before with Torah, we say it's still Torah. Now it says in the Mishnah, V'chom Moimrim Loike Divrei Zeh. The Chum is saying the Mishnah, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. Shammai says when Isha sees Dam now, she's only Tomei from now on, nothing before. Hillel says no, that if she sees Dam now, so all the Tyra she touched the last week, or it could even be a week, until the last time she knows she checked herself, she remains Tomei all the way back before. The Chum said no, you only go back in the Yais Lies. But the Tanna Rabbanan like this. The Chum and the Chum say, like a divri zeb, like a divri zeb. It means to say, like a not like Shammai. Shlayasa siyag the dvarv. Shammai did not make any chumas at all, any siyagim, that's not right. And like a divri Hillel, Shifra Sami does not like Hillel, he went too far. Hillel went overboard like that he said, you tell me all the way back, even for a week, until the last time he made a badika. Ela rather the cloud, the Chum said like this. Me'eis liyeis, me'eis, ayad mepkid lepkida. Meaning that if the last time you made a bdika was a few days ago, so it doesn't go back more than 24 hours. You only told me backwards 24 hours. Or mepkidu lepkidu ametes ayad mes leis, and the opposite way. Let's say you did make a bdika within the last 24 hours, so then you only told me backwards until the last bdika you made. So it can never be more than 24 hours, but it could be less, it depending upon when the last time you made your bdika. If you made a bdika 3 hours ago, and you sign yourself to be tor, and now you sit down 3 hours later, so you only told me back was 3 hours and not more. Samara says, "Miyes leisa metas edim v'kid lokida." Ketsa, what does that mean to say? Bodka atzma biyech b'shav. Let's say she made a bedika on Sunday. Olmotza Torah. At that time she found she was Torah. She didn't have any dam. V'yoshva sheni yishlisha lebodka. Went by second day, third day, and she didn't make any bedikas. Olrevi on Wednesday, bodka she made a bedika. Although the fourth day, Revi on the fourth day, Umotza Tumei, she found herself to be Tamei. So now, Einomer, I do not say, Titamim Bekid Lepkida, that she's Tamei all these last 3 days, all the way back since the last Bedika she made. No. El, the Klal is Mace Lace, that's all. She's only Tamei 24 hours, not more. So you have to understand why. Manashach. Once you're afraid that maybe the Dam came out before already, so why don't we say it goes all the way back until you know for sure you were Torah? So soon see why. The Chumash said does not go back more than 24 hours. Now, Mepkidu Lepkido, Mametas Ayad Meis Leis also goes less than Meis Leis. Kate said, how is this the case? Like this. Bodko Atzmo B'Shas Rishonah. She checked herself, B'Shor Rishonah, she checked herself the first hour in the day. Omotza Taira. V'Yoshva Lashni Yishlitz, the second and third hour, she didn't check herself. V'Lei Bodko. V'Revi is the fourth hour of the day, Bodko, she checked herself. Umotza Tumei, she found out that she's Tomei now, the fourth hour of the day. Say Nemer, I do not say, Titamim Yes Liyeth, that she's Tomei now, 24 hours before, meaning to say any Tyrus that she touched, if she touched Truma then or Kutchim, that Truma is Tomei, I don't say that. El Ravio, it only goes back, Mipkid Lipkid, that's all, it only goes back to the last Badika she made. But since she checked herself the first hour of the day, she's not Tomei more than the first hour. So Mara says, Chur is Pshita. What do you have to tell me that for? Like if she made a bedika 3 hours ago and she saw she was tall, so pshita, we can't make her to be tummy before that. So what are you telling me? Lachur pshita. Someone says no. I mean, it's true, but I did the Tony, since the Mishnah has to say meis leis is mametas adei mekid lepkida, that's a chiddush, that even though the last bedika was 3 days ago, she does not go back more than 24 hours. And so I'll tell you, Tonanami, the Mishnah says already, Mepkid Lepkida. That's Mometes Ayad Mei. Supposedly this Chiddush also already, even though it's Poshid. That if she made a Bdik in the morning, then she sees in the afternoon, she says, her Tumah does not go back more than the morning. But really, that's Poshid. Shagmar says, oh, my Rabbi says, my Tamayu the Rabbonin. What's the reason of the Rabbonin? Like, how do they get the 24-hour period? Tumanashuch. Let it go back to the last time she made a Bdika. Bakur, like Hillel says. You either hold like Shammai like Hillel. How do you have this in-between stage of only 24 hours? It's more or less like this. Rabbanim say, really, Isha Mageshus Biyatzma. They also agree that an Isha really feels herself, that when the Dam comes out, she really is Magesh, she feels it. And therefore, since she didn't feel it, we don't say she's done it before, really. So, Omalei Abayis, Abayis is back, and came if so, Teidai Yishosa L'chur, that's Shammai Svara, that we say she's not coming backwards. Because since she feels Dam coming out, and she only felt the Dam coming out now, and that's it. We only say she's Tomei now, not before. So what kind of Svara is this? How could Rabbanu say it goes back even 24 hours? Svara says true. The Rabbi, that Rabbi said this Svara, L'chedudi le'abai Yudaboy. He only went to check out the Abai to see how smart he was, and to see if he'll answer him back or not. But about the Rabbi did not really mean it. He only meant to smart, might to sharpen up Abai. what's really the reason of the Rabbonim? What's the Rabbonim's reason that they say this tumor, when she sees dam now, it only goes back 24 hours? So Moran says, Ki ho di omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, that Chachomim tiknu lehem lebnois Yisrael, the Chomim made that corner by Bnois Yisrael. She yoboit kreis atzimon shachris v'yarvis. The Nisha, at least the times of Gemara, when they had Tyrus around, they had to make a bdik every morning and every night. Even when they're Torah, they have to make a bdik every morning and every night. What's the reason? Shachris, what do they have to make a bdik for? Check themselves every morning? Lahach she Tyrus alayla. Now let's say she touched Truma over the night time. Now, if she's not going to check herself in the morning, maybe later in the daytime she's going to see him become Tamei. And then we'll have to say even what she touched last night is also Tamei. In order to make sure that what she touched last night remains Torah, we tell her, make a Bedika now in the morning. So you find yourself to be Torah, that's it. We're not going to be Machzor Tumah before this. And the same thing, V'Arvis. At night time we tell her also to make a Bedika every night. Is Lahach Shetairus Shoyen, that if she touched Tyrus Trum in the middle of the day, so we do not want it later to become Tomei, so we say, check yourself out now to make sure that even though you touched before, it's still Torah. Now, Vizu, this lady, Ho Yuvloid Vodka, since she did not make a Bedika, we're talking about now, Mace late 24 hours went by, she didn't make a Bedika. If so, have seen the Oina. So Rabbona made like a Knas here to say that she has to go back another Oina, another 12 hours. Samora says, my Oina, what do you mean by Oina? Oina is always a period of time, a 12-hour period. There's only like two Oinas in the daytime. An Oina means like a period of time, it's either day or night. So Guru, here we're saying you're coming back 24 hours. So how do you get your period of an Oina, which is only like 12 hours? It's not 24 hours. Samora says, what I meant to say was like this. What he meant to say was, my Oina, Oina Yisera. It means the Rabbana made a Knas here, one extra period of time they made it. Like this lady did not make any bedikas this whole day. So therefore, when she sees herself to be tamei, let's say at night, so pshita, like any other lady, the whole day is tamei. But here, since she did not make a bedik in the morning even, Rabbana made a knas on her to say all the tyrus she touched is even tamei through the night time also. That's a chumah of Rabbana here to entire 24 hours. That's the way it works. Really, it should only be like 12 hours. But since you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you didn't make the bedika, they made a gzeirah even 24 hours, even another 12 hours. Only yisera. All my labor of Papa Rosa, Papa's back to Rava, I was in them sometimes, mishtaka, sometimes you can find over here, mishtakach, logim and oinos. If sometimes come out to be three oinos here, the mace lace. In this 24 hours, it could come out to be three oinos it could be. Like, let's say, 24, let's see, you see now 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So 24 hours is going to go back to be Tomei, yesterday 3 o'clock. So by doing that, you're going through the daytime, going through the nighttime, yesterday also. So that's more than an extra Oina. It's like sometimes you're going into 3 Oinas, and you're saying you only make an Xero on 1 Oina. So my answer is, the Rabbanim made a straight time. You shouldn't make any differences in Mace Lace, and therefore it's never less than Lace, there's never more than Mace Lace. That's the Loy Plug the Rabbanim made, but started out to go back another 12 hours. So even though sometimes going back a full day goes into 3 Yonis, but they made a Loy Plug here. And whenever she sees now, with the Rabbanim, she's coming back 24 hours. He boys him another task like this. Shaloi yehe choyte niskar. We don't want a choyte to be niskar. Because we don't want it to gain on the deal. That's why we have to go back. We can't say that since she didn't make the bedikis, so in this case, was in the afternoon, it goes back 3 yonis, we'll make a less. That we don't want to. So we always have to go back 24 hours. That we don't want Elisha, that didn't do something right, should gain on the deal. Rashi says, the one that did a chet gains in the deal. Since she waited till the afternoon, she should gain on the deal. See, if that's smart to say no, we always let her. She always has to be tummy 24 hours. She can't gain on the deal. Samara says,
My bina, what's the difference between the two reasons? My binayu, ikibinayu the esnis of lebodka. Let's say she didn't make a bdika, she was an honest, it wasn't her fault. So therefore, the sfor of lo yechot and niska doesn't apply here. It's not her fault. An oinus happened. She just couldn't make the bdika. So therefore, she would not be tomei more than just two oinus. But if you tell me the sfor is from loy plug, then even though it wasn't her fault that she couldn't make the bdika, still the rabbanon always make a loy plug. The rabbanon always say that we're always matama backwards 24 hours. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah, kol isha sheyesh levesis. Any isha that has a vest, so she's dayishosa. If she sees dam, it does not go back lemafraya. So what's lema? Let's say masnisin rabdoisa. Mishnah goes according to rabdoisa, and v'loy rabban not rabbanon shita. The tani would learn like this. Reb Lezer Weimer, Mishnah would have later. Reb Lezer Weimer is a brayser really. Reb Lezer Weimer, arba noshim dayishosa. There are four ladies that when they see dam, even according to Hillel, they're tor lemafraya. It's only from now onwards. If besula means a young girl means they never saw yet. And the swari is because since she never saw, she's like Musul Dam. She doesn't have Dam in her yet. So therefore, the first time she sees, we say it first came now and not before. Muberis, a pregnant lady, also the same thing. A pregnant lady usually doesn't see Dam. So if she does see, it only came now and not from before. Same thing, Manika. If she's nursing, same thing. A Manika usually doesn't see Dam. See, even if she does see Dam, we say it first came now. Luzikane, an older lady, also usually doesn't see anymore. So now if she does see, we say the Dam first came now and not from before. Reb Doisa Weimer, no. Kol Isha Sheyesh Lo Vestes, any Isha that has a vest, that saw down three times at the same time, Dayesh Osa, that's it. When she sees that time, we say she's only coming from then on and not from before. That we say because since that's the time she's supposed to see, so we say, Orech Bezmana Bo, like the guest came at that time. Samara says, so Luchura, it's only Reb Doisa says this Samara, Isha Sheyesh Lo Vestes. Mashma the Chum argue in Reb Doisa, they say, no, even though an Isha has a Vestes, still, when she sees Dam, the Tum will go back to Mafraya. Sechura Mishnah is only like Reb Doisa, not like the Chachamim. Tzmora says no. It could be a Fidel Temer Rabbanin. Even more Mishnah goes according to Rabbanin. A Fidel Temer Rabbanin. Maybe it's like this. Ad Kan Loi Pligi Rabbanin Led Reb Doisa. When does Rabbanin argue Reb Doisa? Ela Shalei B'Shas Vesta. Means an Isha that has a vest means last 3 months she saw the third day of the month. So now, if she sees not on the third day, she sees a different day of the month. So that's where the Chum argument of Dyson say that she saw a different time, so we could be the Dam came out before, and then she's talking to Mafreya. Avo Vishas Vesos, let's say the next month, the first time she sees that month, is the third day the way she's supposed to, then it could be everybody agrees, my delay, that even the Rabbanim would agree to Reb Dyson, which is only Tomei from that time on and not from before. And if so, it's very good, Umas Nisim Vishas Vesos, that our Mishnah goes according to everybody. And the Mishnah of Shas Vesosa, if she sees Damna the next month, the third day of the month, the day she's supposed to see it, so we say that Dam first comes out now, not from before. And therefore, the Divya Kola goes according to everybody. So Mera says, what do you want to say now? Michlal, to Reb Deis himself, that he says the Chidish Kolish, Sheshta Vestas means, Afilish Leib Shas Vesosa. That even if she, an Isha that does have a vest, mean usually she only sees the third day of the month. So this month she saw the 10th day of the month, Reb Doisa would still hold, she's not Tamil Mafraya, she's only Tamil from then onwards. And the Svara would be, that since usually she doesn't see, that's Reb Doisa's Svara. That all other days, not on the Yom HaVest, it's considered like she doesn't have Dam. So if she does see on a different day than the Vest, he also says Daishasa. She's only Tamil from then and not from before. So Mor says, if so, Man Tana Laho, who learned this price? Tana Rabban wrote a price like this. It says, Isha Sheyesh Levesis. An Isha that has a vest kavua like, so Ksoma Tomei. If she sees a kesem, even the day of the vest, the kesem, the spot of dawn she finds on the beged, is Tomei Lamafreya. She is Tomei Ksoma, is worse, she's Tomei Lamafreya. It says the reason why, because even though this Isha has a vest, still, Shimtira Shlebeshas Vesosa, if she would not find the kesem, not a spot on the pins, but she would find rather she see dam, Shalai b'shas v'sosa is matama miyesle. She would be matama miyesle backwards. If so, luchura name a rabbanon he for Reb Doisa. Like here at Smashmo, that the reason why the kestim is tama l'mafreya is because even though the isha has a veset, but it's possible for when she sees the dam also to be tama l'mafreya. And when is that? If she sees the dam, shalai b'shas v'sosa. So who does Bryce hold that even though she sees it on the day of the vest, she's not Tamala Mafraya. But now that she sees Shalai B'Shas Vesosa, she's Tamala Mafraya. So who does this Brisa go like? The Chura name, let's say Rabbanani, V'loi Rab Doisa, not like Rab Doisa. Because we want to say according to Rab Doisa, even she sees before, she's not Tamala. So Mara says no. I tell you that Afilu Tamer Rab Doisa, even when she goes according to Rab Doisa, Afilu Tamer Rab Doisa. It's like this. At kan loy pligi Rab Doisa, lad Rabbanan, when Rab Doisa, lad Rabbanan, Ela B'Shas Vesosa. Maybe the Rabbanan only argue on Rab Doisa if they see B'Shas Vesosa, then it does not go back. Right. That's when I say it doesn't go back, I'm afraid. Avoshlei b'shas v'sosa could be moidalu. It could even Reb Dais agree that no, that if she sees shalei b'shas v'sosa, then it does go back l'mafreya, even according to Reb Dais. If so, Maslis now Mishnah then comes out b'shas v'sosa Reb Dais. So we play it back and forth. We don't know who really the pshan, who the town of our Mishnah is, and who the town of his Braiser is. Again, our Mishnah, we want to say that the Rabbanan also agree. But now, when you have this Braisa, maybe no. Maybe they both agree to the Braisa. And the only Machlokes is then B'Shas V'Sosa. And then our Mishnah is not like, then our Mishnah is not like Rabbanan, only like Rabbanan. And the Mishnah says, no, Braisa.